Hi, and welcome to an understanding of God's Word. I'm Minister Shanette Peterkin, and I'm here today just to go over a few things. This message or this ministry, this portion of the ministry is understanding God's Word for such a time as this right now. It deals with events and situations that's going on in the world system. We take biblical truths and biblical situations and reveal how they apply to us today and right now during these end time events or the times that we're living in now. So I want to welcome you guys, and I pray that we will say some things that will prick you in your heart and in your faith walk. Too many times we as Christians, we gather and congregate week after week, and we know how to quote the word. We know how to discuss the word. We know how to praise and we know how to worship. But the problem I'm finding with many of us is application. When it comes to daily living, when it comes to applying the word of God to our daily situations and circumstances, many of us sit down on God. And we find in 2 Chronicles 16:9, the second portion of that scripture declares that God, the eyes of the Lord go to and fro throughout the whole earth, seeking someone whose heart is made perfect towards him so that he may show himself strong on their behalf. God Almighty is seeking a heart that's at peace with his way. So oftentimes we find out that the Christian is not satisfied with the way of God. If you remember with the children of Israel trying to enter into the promise of God, the reason why they did not enter in was because of unbelief. And it wasn't that the word wasn't preached to them. It was. But the problem was that the word was not mixed with faith. And so tonight I just want to come from a couple of scriptures, and we're talking about the evil report. I'm finding that too many of us are watching and hearing what we hear and what we see according to this world system. And we got to understand that everything in this world system is under the control of Satan. And the reason why we say this is simply because Satan became, in scriptures, it says the God of this world system, meaning not Jehovah God, but he's a little g, meaning ruler of the world system that we live in. He is not creator, he's not God nor Lord, but he has control of everyone born in sin. He has control of every Christian walking by sight and according to the flesh. And so his desire and his goal is to, for the Christian, is to keep us from operating according to faith in Calvary. If he can get the believer to mingle with the ways of the world and to walk according to the sight, what they see, by what they hear. And if he can twist the word, the greatest tool used with Satan is deception. He used deception and manipulation to accomplish his will in the earth. And we find out that this was what he used to get a third of the angels to throw in his lot with him when he was cast out of heaven, when he rebelled against God in his way. Satan is deceived, and so he uses or operates in deception. He bewitches the Christian. He has blinded the minds of the world, the sinner, and I don't care who you are. You can say that you are in control of your own life. You can be in one of two places. That's under the direct control and power of the Holy Spirit, or under the direct control and power of Satan. The scriptures simply tell us in Romans chapter 6 that to whom you present yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whomever you obey, whether sin unto death or obedience which leads to righteousness. So we find that Adam and Eve presented their members as instruments of unrighteousness. They obeyed Satan, and this is what caused Satan to become the ruler of this world system. God had given it to Adam and Eve to rule the world, to rule the system, to have dominion and be fruitful and multiply. But Satan, through deception and manipulation, caused Eve and Adam to no longer use the powers of perception given by God Almighty. They cast it or laid it aside and became, they went from God consciousness to self. See, this is the world system. The world system focuses on self. They became selfish and self-conscious. See, you can be wise and like God. You can, they saw fruit and desired it, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and you can be wise and like God, the pride of life. This is what's ruling the world system today. And because this rules the world system, the sin nature rules everyone that is born of a woman. Everyone. You're not a sinner because of the acts you do. What makes you and I a sinner in the eyes of God is simply that we were born with a bent towards wrongdoing. We were born with a sinful nature. And therefore, Christ, the last Adam, has to correct that. And the only way to correct that is for the believer to exhibit faith in what Christ accomplished at Calvary. That's the only way. And so we see today, we're talking about the evil report in Numbers chapter 13. We see that the promises of God are sure. We see that God does everything in his power to push the believer into victorious living in this earth, in this world system. The Bible says we're in the world, but we're not of it. So what we see happening around us, COVID-19, we see rioting. We see people promoting racism, which means we're promoting one race over another. One time it used to be black or the whites against the blacks, and it was the race that was promoted as better was the white race. Now we're seeing the black race being used to promote itself as being better, and now we're seeing that people are catering or pandering to a minority race in order to push an agenda. The whole purpose and agenda is to cause a divide against all races. And so this divide will cause the enemy to divide and conquer. So we fight amongst one another while the enemy continues to advance his cause. And he continues to push his agenda. So we see that an evil agenda continues to push darkness in the world system when God has called the church to be light. So we can say that the reason why darkness continues to prevail is because the church has refused to shine as light. We refuse to be a candle, a city on a hill. We refuse to allow to be a salt in the earth, which is a preservative of truth. And so I'm finding that too many well-meaning Christians who are hearing wrong. See, and this is why we're on this subject of the evil report. We're hearing wrong and we're hearing wrong information. Christ told us in a couple of scriptures, to take heed what you hear. And then he went a little further and said, not only take heed or be careful what you hear, but be careful how you hear it. Because you can hear stuff out of a wrong spirit. And what we find today in the earth is that the enemy is bringing up a past, America's past, to get us in a wrong spirit, to make us bitter, to make us feel like we're oppressed when we're nothing but blessed. To make us feel like that we need to tear down everything and every monument that reminds us of a painful past. Why? Because we've not allowed God to deal with our hearts. And if a people will allow God to deal with the heart with bitterness, with unforgiveness, then we will be able to walk in victory. And so we find here with this evil report of the children of Israel coming out of Egypt, about to enter into the promised land, but because they chose to believe an evil report, because they heard wrong, because they didn't evaluate what they hear, they chose to put what the report of the majority of the people, what they heard and what they saw, over the voice of God Almighty. And today, the only way that you and I can enter into the promises of God and experience the joy of the Lord is if we hear properly. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And so today we need to hear right. So before we get into our main scripture, which is Numbers chapter 13, let's go to Mark chapter 4. This is Christ giving a warning to his church. And we're going to get there and read that here. Mark chapter 4 and verse 23. Sorry, verse 22. It says here in Mark chapter 4, I'm going to start 21. And he said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed, and not to be set on a candlestick? For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And he said unto them, take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. You hear that? So I want to look at this scripture here. Now notice, I said that the church is supposed to be the light of the world. The church is supposed to be a candlestick, okay? And it says in verse 21, he said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel? Now, let me read this in another translation, which makes it a little more clear to our understanding or of the words for today. Here it says in the same scripture, Mark 4, verse 21. Says Jesus, this is the NLT. Then Jesus asked them, would anyone light a lamp and then put it under a bushel or under a bed? Of course not. A lamp is placed on a stand where its light will shine. Okay. So Christ was the light of the world and he left his church to continue to shine as light in darkness. We're simply a reflection of Christ. So the light that comes to us is a reflection of Christ, who is the light of the world. We're not light in and of itself, but we get our light and our energy from the reflection of Christ's light. When we're conformed and changed into the very image of Jesus Christ, the light of Christ, the image of Christ in this earth shines through our standing on truth and righteousness. Okay? So it says in verse 22, for everything that is hidden will eventually be brought into the open, and every secret will be brought to light. Now, there are some hidden agendas and hidden things that's happening in this world system. There are people who are in power and in positions of authority who are pushing an evil scheme, who controls our way of living, who are manipulating facts and information in order to gain power and control. What am I saying? We have COVID-19 going on. We have governors and mayors that are putting restrictions on the people, law-abiding people, law-abiding citizens. Our Second Amendment right is in danger. Our freedom of speech is in danger. You understand? Facebook, Google, Twitter, and many of the social media giants are coming down on us, and they're trying to stop the voice, the light of Christ, from shining in this earth. They're silencing and censoring people. Okay. So this thing is not about Democrat versus Republican. This thing is not about politics as we know. We're divided by parties. I'm finding that a lot of Christians are standing for a side or party, regardless of what is right and wrong. You have one side that has been hijacked. See, the communist agenda was that one of the listing or one of the agendas on their list was to hijack a political party to push their agenda. The main party that's hijacked. Now, I'm not saying that the other side is free of fault. There are some people on both sides that are working for the same leftist agenda. When we say leftist agenda, this is an agenda that is pushing a globalist agenda in order to subdue the voice of the people. It's a totalitarian government. It's a one world government. is a stage being set for the Antichrist, because when the Antichrist comes on the scene, he want all nations under his rulership. And so now we see a stage being set. Okay. So we're still talking about, the light being a lamp and a light in darkness. The purpose of the church in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 is to hinder evil. It is to push back evil until God says it's time for the church to be raptured out. See? So the church has a purpose in the earth. The church has God uses the church in the earth to get his will accomplished. Okay? So we have to see that we are called to be light. We're called to be a city on a hill. And so therefore, God needs a voice in the earth, and that's the church. He's using the church right now. And after the church is raptured out, he will use Israel. Israel is in spiritual timeout because of their sin and disobedience to God. But there will come a time after the church is raptured that Israel will do what it was initially called to do. So we go back to this evil agenda in the earth. The church, I'm finding, is fighting against one another. We're attacking one another over opinions. We're fighting each other over our biases, over a political party. This is not the fight. The fight is to maintain godliness in the earth while we're here. The fight is to believe God, to believe and trust in God. See, God has to change our ways, our views, our biases, and make it in line with his ways, his views. So many of us are divided by color. We'll stand and support a person of the same color or gender or whatever race, what have you, simply because of their color. But we won't stand and support the views of the Bible and what's right. We know abortion is wrong, but I'm finding many Christians supporting Democrat platform that pushes abortion as its agenda. We know that homosexuality is wrong. We know that marriage is between a man and a woman. But there are a lot of Christians that are pushing or supporting. They say with their mouths they're against homosexuality or gay marriage. They'll say with their mouths they're against abortion, but yet go and vote and support the very people who push it. That's not being a light. That's not being a candle, a lamp. That's you putting your light under a bushel or a bed. See that? A lamp is placed on a stand where its light is to shine. And the church has got to learn to come out from amongst the darkness and shine as light. I know a lot of people don't want to hear this. A lot of people may get offended. But as a preacher and a minister of the gospel, my love for Christ and desire for truth outweighs any relationship, any race, any gender. You understand? We have to stand up for what's right, regardless of color, regardless of political parties, and regardless of who it is or whoever has a great influence in your heart or over your lives. Okay. So we see here, and let's go a little further in Mark chapter 4:21. We're reading from the NLT just to paint it a little clearer or say it in a simpler manner. Okay. So it says, then Jesus asked them, would anyone light a lamp and then put it under a basket or under a bed? Okay. We've gotten to that. Let's go to 22. Everything that is hidden will eventually be brought into the light. Everything. God uncovers everything. God will reveal where your faith truly is. He will use circumstances such as the coronavirus, such as this BLM rioting and this violence in the Antifa and all this stuff to reveal where exactly we stand. Where does the church stand? We can say all day long with our mouths that we support this and support that, and I stand for this. We can go to church and quote scriptures, but there's going to come a point in time where your faith, what you say you believe in, you will be put to the test to reveal the reality, whether you trust in the cross or whether you're trusting in what you see and what you're hearing on mainstream media or the world system. Okay. So we'll go back here. He says, Everything's going to be brought to the light. It's going to be brought out in the open. Every secret thing. And we're finding now, if you look at some of the stuff that's been exposed with the previous President Obama, how he spied, illegally spied, used the FBI, used different organizations of the government to weaponize it against a political candidate, because they were trying to push an agenda to get their own candidate in. So they weaponized their positions. That's not right. I don't care if he was the first black president. I don't care if whatever, or whomever he is. We have to stop looking at the people and start looking at the fact that the color of the people, and start looking at the fact of what they're doing. Okay? We get so caught up in the wrong fight that we're allowing the enemy to push his agenda at our expense. We're allowing the enemy to push his agenda with our consent, okay? We're consenting to give up our rights, our freedom, just because we think that we're supporting a group of people or a person because of their color or because of their party affiliation. This we need deliverance from. This the church need to be delivered from. We have to allow God to be God over all our lives, not just a part. We can't, if we say we believe God, we're going to have to trust God. If we say we believe him, we're going to have to stand up in faith and trust him. Okay? So this is where we are. We have to be a light. So everything will be that's done in secret. God is exposing some things. He's exposing things in the with the media. He's exposed how the media, they're lying. They're telling us things that we want to hear in order to keep us in bondage. They're telling half truths. See, error normally rising on the back of truth. They will say some things that sound true, but at the same time, there's false information. The narratives have been changed, and some of us are in support. Hollywood is being used to push a narrative. It's to keep us in an oppressive state. It's to keep us as victims, as minorities, and we're falling for, we're drinking the Kool-Aid, for lack of a better word. We're falling for it. This is not biblical. And God is exposing and uncovering things. And I'm finding that Christians are still supporting these very people, these corrupt people that are doing things contrary to the truth. God has exposed what President Obama, Joe Biden has done, his family. There's all kind of corruption. The information is there, but because it's contrary to our belief, this is why the Bible says, cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. See, it's got to be cast down. You and I have to allow God by his spirit, by evidence and faith in the cross. See, when I put faith in the cross, it allows the Holy Spirit of God to move in my life and to put to death. The first thing he does is to put to death everything in my heart and life that's not like him. So notice here, let's keep going. Verse 23, anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. See, we have to learn to listen with the purpose of obeying. You got to hear right. If you're listening and you're listening to false and wrong information, if you're listening to these leaders come on TV and tell you that you must see now that the deaths are going down. See, the deaths are going down tremendously from COVID-19. These Democrat leaders are and leftist leaders are still trying to push an agenda because an election is coming up. And they want us to remain in our homes. They want us to remain masked. They want us to remain shut up, so that mail-in votings can be the way of voting now, so that they can fraud and scheme to get their way. They want to make sure they vote their candidate in, but they don't want to do it the legal and right way because they're afraid of losing the election. Okay? So we see they want to keep us shut up as long as possible. They want us masked as long as possible because this will give them the reason to say we need mail-in voting. We need to vote by mail. Okay. We cannot do this. There's a legal system in place. And we have to learn to see these things as they really are. You got to listen. You got to hear. If you got spiritual ears, you will hear past your favorite party, your favorite party's agenda, your favorite color or race, your culture. You'll hear past all that. Christianity is you being loyal to Christ, not an organization, not an affiliation, not your own desires and opinions. You got to get past family, friends. Some of us are intimidated by the people we're around. And those people will hinder you from walking and being light and darkness. Okay. Verse 24, it says here, then he added, pay close attention to what you hear. See what you hear. What are we hearing on TV? What are we hearing on the news? What are we hearing in our circles? See, Satan uses everybody that's in the flesh. Peter was in the flesh. Satan used him to try to get Christ to not perform the will of God, which was to go to the cross. Peter said, Christ said, I must go to the cross. Peter said, far be it for you to go to the cross. And when Peter said that, Christ looked at Peter and was also speaking to any disciple that was in the flesh. And he said, get behind me, Satan. He looked at Peter, but he spoke to the spirit behind Peter saying that. And he said, get behind me, because what you're saying is not of God, but of men. If I look and listen to the news, the deaths, if see, not hearing right, you don't see the fact that the deaths from COVID-19 is going down, that people are now, bodies are creating antibodies, and we are approaching herd immunity. Okay. You don't see that because all you see in the news is doom and gloom. All you hear from your circles and the people you're around is doom and gloom. So what you're saying is that which is of men. So God actually rebukes the spirit behind what you're saying. He looks at you and rebukes you and those that are in the flesh simply because you're looking at things from a human perspective. And not seeing, hearing and understanding from God's perspective. See, this is why the cross is important. Cross is important because it nails our passions. It nails our lust. And that's in Galatians chapter 6. It nails our passions and our lust so that the will of God can come forth. See, we're in the way. And what hindered those people in Numbers 13, and we hadn't gotten there yet, from entering into the promises of God was the evil report. Okay. So he says, pay close attention to what you hear. The closer you listen, the more understanding you will be given and you will receive even more. The reason why people cannot receive from God is because they're not hearing from God, the right revelation that's given by God. Understand that? So the more you come to hear and to see and to sit at his feet and to know him, to know truth, the more you and I are delivered from our bondages. And then you're able to see properly and know what to do in the time of circumstances. What COVID-19 and what many other situations and circumstances do is it produces fear. The enemy wants control over your life. Think about Adam and Eve. The only way that he can gain control over Adam and Eve and all of humanity was through deception. See, it was through deception and fear. So God had, if they would have walked with God, God would have given them all wisdom, which would have came directly from him without experiencing sin. But they chose to get wisdom from Satan through experience with sin. See that? They got corrupted wisdom instead of having infallible wisdom that came from God. And this is where many of us are today. We're getting corrupted wisdom from a world system that's evil, that's contrary to the truth in the way of God. And so if you're not listening to God and listening more to what the world says and walking by what you see and walking by what you hear from the world, you're getting less understanding of what's really going on. You can't see the fact that deaths are going down. You can't rejoice that God's hand is moving and he's causing this. See, he created our bodies to be able to defend and defeat a lot of these issues that we viruses and situations that we face in life. See, we're not walking around masks because of the flu virus. No, we're not. And besides that, your eyes, you can contract a virus through your eyes. It's been proven the size of a flu virus or coronavirus is so small that it goes right through a mask. Okay. The doctors have proven that. They've done the test. Let's look at the facts. Let's stop looking at videos and information people put out there to keep you in deceived and walking in deception. The virus can get to you through your eyes, through your ears, your nose. Okay. So it's more than just your mouth and nose. And so we have to learn how to allow God to be God in our lives and direct us. Help us not to be paralyzed and walk in fear, okay? To walk in fear and doubt. So we have to learn, this is us applying biblical truths to our current situations or everyday situations. This is how God wants us to live in this life. So we have to walk by faith, by trust. Satan wants us to walk by fear in order to control. Fear gives him power because it causes you and I to react in the flesh, according to the flesh. And when we react according to the flesh, we react out of fear. And so it paralyzes us from responding or waiting on thus saith the Lord. It causes us to react out of haste. And we do things that without thinking about it. So let's go to Numbers chapter 13. Before I go there, let me read Mark 4:25. To those who listen to my teaching, he says, more understanding will be given. The secret things that God said that were hidden, that will be revealed, he will give you understanding of them. You will see the spirit at work behind some of the wickedness that we see going on. You'll see the bigger scheme of things besides what you see right before you. See? If you listen to God's word and his teaching, having faith in the cross, God gives you more understanding. But notice what he says to those who are not listening. He says, even what little understanding they have will be taken away from them. So what understanding you at one point in time had from God, if you walk by sight and trust in what you see and what you hear from the world system, you will lose what God had given you. Y'all hear me? You will lose it. Let's go over to Numbers 13. And I got my time. I got to go quickly because I don't want to prolong you. Numbers 13, and we'll start at verse 26. It says, and they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. This is when Moses sent the 12 spies to spy out Canaan, the promised land that God had given them. It wasn't God telling them to go spy it out. He promised them the land in Deuteronomy. He told them that to go in and possess it, but they wanted to spy it out. See, this is us in the flesh. We got to see it, so then we'll believe it. So when they sent Moses allowed the 12 to go. When they went in, verse 27, they came back. They come back now with a report. And verse 27 says, and they told him and said, we came into the land where you sent us, and surely it flows with milk and honey. These are the facts. And this is the fruit of it. So in other words, it was exactly as the Lord said it would be. Okay? These are the facts. Nevertheless, here we go. The people be strong who dwell in the land. See, this is what they also saw. Instead of trusting God that he was with them, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world, that for those, for the preaching of the cross is to them that are saved, the power of God. So when I walk by faith in the cross, the power of God is exhibited and shown in my life to give me overcoming power. It says, he who is born of God overcomes the world. That's in 1 John chapter 5. Okay. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So here we have, we see them not exhibiting faith. They said what God told them, the land was good, flowing with milk and honey. But at the same time, they brought back their own opinions, their own beliefs. See? Now watch how the 12, their report will affect a whole nation. Okay? So it says, nevertheless, the people be strong who dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. These are giants. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. This is the news reporting to us. See, as children of God, we're in this world, but we're not of it. So we hear all this negative news and bad news, excuse me, and false narratives and news that's been spun to fit the narrative. And the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. But look what Caleb and Joshua were the only two out of the 12 that had a different spirit and spoke of a different report. They were the ones that spoke the report of the Lord. Okay. It says, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses. The note says the evil report of faithlessness given by 10 of the spies had greatly unsettled. You hear that? Unsettled the people. Little did they realize it would cost them their life. So the report of the majority caused the majority of the people, I think it was 3 million or 6 million Jews in the wilderness. I think it was 3 million. They were traveling in the wilderness under Moses, and 10 spies unsettled the 3 million people. See that? Almost 3 million people. And this would cost them. They would not enter into the promises of God. So Caleb and Joshua came up and they said, they tried to steal them and said, let us go up at once, according to God's command, and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Joshua and Caleb never compared their problems to themselves. The people compared the problem, the giants, the walled city. These people were great and mighty. They compared their problems to themselves, instead of comparing the problems to God Almighty. And this is where most Christians are. We're comparing our problems, the deaths we see with COVID, the cases of COVID rising up. But we don't realize that the cases are rising simply because the testing are made available and people are aware. And not only that, the tests are being manipulated. The tests are being changed to support a narrative. And so we have to see that God is calling us to go beyond what we see, what we hear, because there's some hidden things that's being done that you and I can't see. But if you're walking by faith and not by sight, God will reveal what the enemy is doing to make these cases go up. He will reveal how, and it's been reported in the hospitals, that doctors are forced to count deaths as COVID-19 deaths, simply because they can get more paycheck and they want the numbers to rise up. See, you'll see beyond that. He said there, everything that's done in the darkness or that's hidden will be revealed. And so if you walk by faith, and this is where we as believers have to stop walking by all these reports. There are many voices out there. The Bible says many false teachers, false information is out there, which may have some truth, but at the same time, a little leaven, a little lie negates the whole thing. My time is almost up, but let me finish this out. Two men, Joshua and Caleb, tried to steal the 3 million people who had been unsettled by false and fake information. Well, no, it was true information. Let's go back, because these were giants. The cities were walled and these people were great, but they were unsettled because COVID-19 is real. It is dangerous. People have died. Okay. We're not denying that. But the fact is, God is greater. God is good. God will direct us. God will protect us. See that? Caleb says, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. He that is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Where is your faith? See? And I'm going to have to close. We'll do part two because I don't want to prolong this too long. But I'm going to have to close in a second because my question is, where is your faith, Christian? Where's your faith? Why are we walking by the sight, by what we see and what we hear on the news? There is replicable news information that reports the facts. There are doctors that are giving the right information, but there are also doctors that's giving false information. The Dr. Fauci's, they're saying one thing one minute, the next minute they're changing. Okay? That's not accurate information. And I understand sometimes we make mistakes or what have you, but or have to get things right. But there's people that are purposely giving out wrong information. Google is purposely changing their algorithm to support their wrong information. So you go search for something, they bring it up to surface, they're putting on top false information, and buried down deep below the search is the right information. It's true. You and I have to learn to dig our heels, and the Lord will direct us to alternative browsers, alternative social media sites, alternative YouTube sites that will push and promote the truth. Okay? If you keep hearing right, God will keep giving you more understanding. He will help us to get beyond these evil reports that's in the land. So I pray that we said some things that will strengthen you in your walk. I'm going to read one more scripture, and it's the verse 31 of the same Numbers 13. But the men who went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. That is evidence that they compared their problems to themselves. See that? They compared their problems to themselves instead of comparing it to our God. Just remember, I know some of you disagree because of whatever biases and whatever beliefs, but it's time for the church to arise to the occasion. It's time for us to get past these biases, these opinions. We're not fighting one another. We should be fighting the good fight of faith. Paul said we should be speaking the same things. But if we're divided, can two walk together lest they be agreed? Many of us are not in agreement, and many of us cannot be in agreement unless we're hearing right. So be careful. Take heed what you hear. Take heed how you hear. In these days that we're living in, it's going to be a lot of separation and division. Christ said in Matthew 10 that he came not to bring peace, but a sword. He came to divide. His intent, he would like to have brought everybody together, but the truth of the matter is everyone was not on board with the views and the ways of God Almighty. Sin nature was ruling and is ruling in the hearts of many people. And so therefore, division, there's an automatic divide. And when he comes to divide, that means he stands on the side of truth. Those that do not stand on the side of truth, God will do a separation, and you will see where people truly stand. Is it their love for family and friends? Has that overtaken them more than their love for Christ? Is their love for politics ruling and reigning them over their love for Christ? Is their love for a party and agenda overtaking them over their love for Christ? See? We cannot let anything separate us from the love of God. And on that note, I thank you for listening. And I pray that we said some things that will strengthen you in your walk. Again, this part of the ministry is called Understanding God's Word for Such a Time as This, which deals with current events and world situations. And we put a biblical twist on it or give you biblical insight that coincide with what we're going through today. So until next time, I'll see you again on an understanding of God's word. Thank you. Be blessed.